Yo, don't touch that dial, cause you're digitally wired to the Entertainment Chill Show Radio with a cultural difference.
Calling all advertisers. Calling all advertisers. Here's an opportunity you definitely don't want to miss. Courtesy of the Entertainment Trail. Entertainment Trail presents its small business promotion campaign with over 6,000 subscribers and followers on our pages and thousands more at our fingertips. We at Entertainment Trail are offering you all a special promotional package for a whopping low cost of 12,000 Jamaican dollars or 80 US dollars. This campaign aims to increase traffic and sales for your organization's social media pages. Here are some secret benefits: promoting your business, product, or services using Facebook and Instagram, displaying your business brochure or flyer on ET Jam pages, a month's sponsorship on the Entertainment Trail Radio Show podcast. And here's something extra special: for 3,000 Jamaican dollars or 20 US more, 10-minute promotional interview. If interested, please feel free to WhatsApp ET Jam at 876-596-6320, 876-596-6320, or you can also email us at entertainmenttrailja@gmail.com for more information. Entertainment Trail, the home where culture comes alive.
We make it clap.
Entertainment Trail Show is now available on your favorite podcast platforms.
Shut the front door.
To listen and subscribe, check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Outcast FM, Anchor.fm, Podcast Player, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Entertainment Trail Show, the home where cultures come alive.
Entertainment Trail, the home where our culture comes alive.
Girls, girls, everything from London, Canada, and the USA. Girls, girls, everything. Don't Chaba, King as the MDG. Never chill alone, that girl alone, I want to come up and need a cup of my piece of the ill. Clear them off. Chill alone, that girl alone, I want to come up and need a cup of my piece of the ill. Clear them off.
Greetings and salutations. Welcome to another wonderful, splendid, exciting. All of them nice words there, all of them synonyms, all of the things there. Big up yourself. Welcome to the Entertainment Show. This is a wonderful. We can't tell any wonderful idea in the start yet. So here are people. Today we'll be talking about dancehall, the dancehall space. We're looking on, basically looking on, is dancehall becoming reggae music? Is becoming dancehall slash reggae music is becoming more tolerant? You know, so we're looking on that to see. Some people are saying dancehall like it's soft, but we have some persons here that will take us through the motion today. Over there in the green corner, we have DJ Fire out of North Carolina, Durham to be exact, from UVC Radio.
What's up, good people? And
as you would say, he's the average white boy.
That's it.
And over there in the red corner, we have Mr. DJ Ray out of the UK, Jamaican band, living in the UK, and from Dad Radio.
Red?
I give the colors.
Anyway, good evening, good afternoon, good morning.
Perfect, he's the red coat of the group.
Yeah, and right now over there, which maybe should have gotten green, but he's in the blue corner. Mr. Damien DJ K.
Blue!
Out of Jamaica.
Blue!
Big up, big up, big up. Me work with it. Me live very close to Jamaica College, and I'm a friend them. Big up, big up.
JC Hallelujah. All right, cool. All right, so people, thanks guys for joining us here on this wonderful Entertainment Show episode. And as I said before, we're looking at, is Jamaican music becoming more tolerant? And I guess in a sense, we could go as far as say, by extension, is the society becoming a bit more tolerant?
Yes, people, and before we get into the discussion, we're just going to play this song by Shabarangs, Girls, Girls. You've been hearing it in the background, but I'm going to pull up this one for you guys. This one is by Shabarangs, Girls, Girls, Every Day. It's a rumor to check me out on Facebook at Entertainment Trail, and over there on Instagram at Entertainment Trail Radio Show. So soon come back, people, with the discussion with DJ Kane, DJ Ray, and DJ Fire.
Girls graduation. Why shab a world of girls? Chill alone. In country the loads. Chill alone. Anyone out there when I have a baby? Chill alone. Wait till them dock up and shab a clear them your comfort zone. Chill alone. Chill alone. Chill alone. Girls, girls, everything. From London, Canada and the USA. Girls, girls, everything. Don't shab a king as the them DJ. Never chill alone. That chill alone. No bop. Come up in the cup from a piece of the ill. Clean them off. Man and the sharp, and on the punk coat, and on the passat. I look a good relationship to start. Cheer up a man with a broken heart. Of a Coca-Cola bottle, cheap, but don't load the ass. Bad man, wanna walk, but you can't. Chill around your town, plenty people are gonna laugh. Mama, man, them don't want a chance. Chill around to give back, oh man, them at me, but chill alone. That girl alone, I want to come up and load the customer. Fix up the ill, clear them up. Chill alone, that girl alone, I want to come up and load the customer. When you told plenty people are gonna laugh. Mama man them don't stand a chance. Man to give a woman them at the upper chill alone. That chill alone a waffy. Come up and the customer fix up the ill. Clear them off. Mr. Allah feed the gang them come up. Rub them belly jump up and laugh. Joe in here the custom him attack. Same as go make the gal them come up in the upper chill alone. That chill alone a waffy. Come up and the customer fix up the ill. Clear them off. Girls, girls, everything. From London, Canada and the USA. Girls, girls, every day. Crown Shabba, King as the MDG. Never chill alone, that girl alone a waffy. Come up in with the customer, fist up the ill. Clear them off. Chill alone, that girl alone a waffy. Come up in with the customer, fist up the ill. Clear them off. Woman, the mind is my soul and heart. Party girl and 50 sweetheart. Antoinette and the beat of me heart. But the lyric me, I'm not stupid. Jack of me, I'm a chill alone, that girl alone a waffy. Come up in with the customer, fist up the ill. Clear them off. Chill alone, that girl alone a waffy. Come up in with the customer, fist up the ill. Clear them off. Girls, girls, every day. From London, Canada, and the West End. Girls, girls, every day.
Watch your speech, my youth. All the girls and world tech, them can't get you out at all, man. All the youth, them, spread out. Nah, God, do it. Give me no. You know, no matter no thinking, matter no planning, matter no talking about ya. No, 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 put a sound round the road. Matter no thinking, matter no planning, matter no talking about ya. No, 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 put a sound round the road. Nobody never know me when me a come scout. Those are the days in me life in drought. Now me gone pan job just because of me mouth. And me conscious lyrics and me always spit out. Anything when me have, me work hard for that. Although me have to pass through the stumbling block. They must take me for the rock, that's why them want set the trap. But they Almighty Father, guard me head back, step back. Me no saps, me no affy the yard. Me no bow to no guy, come me no bow cat. What you no thinking, what you no planning, what you no talking about ya? No, 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 go pass and run the road. What you no thinking, what you no planning, what you no talking about ya? No, 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 go pass and run the road.
So one of the things that I want to look at here before we get into the what excitement that it, well, everything gonna be excitement, but we want to do a little genesis, a little background to this whole tolerant issue and topic with, when it comes to Jamaican music, from where it, I guess, can it start? Yeah, the whole genesis of it in terms of what is happening now, why we are saying it, is it becoming more tolerant? And I would definitely want DJ Ray to kick it off for us. So give us a little genesis, looking back at the world, I guess maybe take back as far as maybe Shaba or even before that to say what were their views on the whole issue of tolerance in terms of LGBT community and those issues being expressed in the dancehall / reggae space.
Right. When the subject was first put to me, I instantly thought of Shaba at the height of his international sort of, when people loved him. People loved him everywhere, and he was being interviewed on chat shows and all that and the rest of it. Now, quite infamous, early 93, he was asked by a TV presenter about the Boom Bye Bye song and what he thought of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Shaba, rather naively at the moment, went ahead and said exactly what he thought of it.
Yes.
And
whoops.
Let us just say the response was not great. One of the male presenter of the two that were interviewing him, well, he wanted to have a good a showdown right there, you know, about Shaba's view.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, that, unfortunately, whether people like it or not, sent ripples around the world regarding the regard that people have for dancehall music. We already know that Buju Banton was had met with all kinds of opposition abroad.
Mm-hmm.
And now, with Shaba's statement, there became a question and a campaign as to whether they can either prevent dancehall from flourishing abroad, or whether they can get them to change their stance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is no coincidence, even though the label and everybody else will deny it to this day, it is no coincidence that immediately after that speech, sponsorship deals went for Shaba. He mm-hmm. got dropped by his label. Everything in terms of international sponsorship and branding and everything went.
Yes, and remember, and this was a man who got double Grammy like 2 years in a row. Just before
it was. So yes. Shaba was flourishing. He was making money. It wasn't as if he dropped off his team at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So he got dropped. Sponsorship and all that and the rest of it went out the window. And people began to realize that they could do this to dancehall. They could do this to dancehall. Hit them where it hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Choke off the money. And I believe that, yes, there is something to be said for, you know, a change in view, younger people coming up and what they're exposed to. There is that. But I think it is also undeniable that with the visa bans, with the constant protests that happened, particularly in the UK between the late 90s and about 2010, with all of that hitting dancehall artists in the pocket, it forced them to reevaluate how they deliver their music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a kind of a, okay, I believe in free speech. I'm being a little bit wrong here, I know. But it was, to me, it seemed a little bit like, okay, I believe in free speech just so long as I agree with you. And if I don't agree with you, then I will silence you. And okay. A lot of dancehall artists felt it, because a lot of people could not come to the UK for the longest time, because the Home Secretary at the time had constantly kept on at the immigration office to review and cancel the work visas of many entertainers,
mm-hmm.
promising never to reissue any.
Wow.
So it was a big thing here. The last thing I'll say before I go, and you will probably tell why I'm so worked up about this. There was a time in the UK when how they did it was there was a gay rights organization called Outrage here in mm-hmm. the UK, led by a guy at the time called Peter Tatchell. And with every concert, every stage show, everything that was to happen in the UK, they would plan to protest either outside of the venue where the crowd is coming in, or get people to buy tickets and go inside to protest.
Mm-hmm.
And what that was to do, they claim, was to protest against the artist. My opinion is that it was crowd baiting.
Mm-hmm.
It was putting it in the crowd's faces so that they can react, so that the promoters can lose their license, so that the promoters can stop hiring these people.
Wow.
And that went on for years.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I know that views have changed and people have in some ways become more tolerant. But the truth mm-hmm. is, if anybody becomes too outspoken, they get silent. They can't talk. They can't say anything.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so, in a sense, all right, Shep, I was the history there about early 90s. And from my understanding, the topic of homosexual notice in Jamaican music was going on from years before. But why did you see this clampdown coming on the space before? Was it because Shabba Ranks was the one who kind of brought the scene?
Dancehall was an underground movement before. Mm-hmm. It was an underground movement which didn't capture attention of the international crowd in the same way that reggae music did.
Yes.
It was just that sort of, those Jamaicans and their music, you know. And it was just left alone. But with mm-hmm. Shabba wasn't so much like maybe some of the other people. Shabba was still very much a DJ. His delivery was still very much a style of a dancehall DJ. Mm-hmm. So this now brought dancehall to the attention of the international stage. And of course, with that in mind, you know, people go hear something else. You know, you hear something and you want to check on something else and you go hear. And the Boom Bye Bye track, mm-hmm. even in internationally,
hold on, you're breaking up there a bit. You're loud and clear.
It came to prominence through Shabba, and people, you know, they got to learn other things, and they got to learn about the Boom Bye Bye song, and that's where it started.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, then. So, people, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the Entertainment Trail Show with yours truly, Shabba Moschino, and we have DJ Ray, DJ Fire, and DJ Kane here on set with us today to talk about the whole issue of Jamaican music becoming more tolerant, a.k.a. dancehall gets soft. So right now, I want to go to DJ Fire to give us his view on the whole preliminary introductory issue, maybe from a U.S. perspective, about the whole issue of tolerance and where it is right now.
Yeah. So, you know, from a U.S. perspective, first of all, greetings to everyone. From a U.S. perspective, you know, I mean, honestly, homosexuality has been accepted for quite a long time here in the United States. It has not been an issue, I'd say, ever since really like the 60s and 70s with the whole, you know, hippie revolution and the whole, you know, sexual revolution and all that. And, you know, you have prominent people, you know, who are artists or homosexual, maybe not from a reggae standpoint, but people like Elton John, George Michael, Sam Smith, you know, from now, you know, Sam Smith, you know, even, you know, rock artists like Melissa Etheridge and stuff like that. So you have, you know, this has not really been as big of an issue. But I think it's fair to say that dancehall and people who represent its quote-unquote core values or whatever are maybe more of a conservative-leaning group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe that's not, you know, that's not tolerable. But the thing is that the moment that dancehall artists were hit where it hurts, like Ray had said, was the moment that we let everything in, you know. And I think also I think there's some partiality because, you know, we don't, you know, dancehall people, they don't make a big deal about Jada being lesbian. They don't make, it's not a big deal for women to be lesbian. To some men, it's sexy, you know. But for men, now it's a whole nother big issue. You know what I'm saying? So that's the partiality there. But I think looking at it, you know, deeper from a Christian perspective, I think it's unfair to expect the world to have a moral compass or to have values. It's just something unfair to ask of the world itself, because the world is inherently corrupt and destructive. And so, you know, these things are supposed to happen. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking more so from a culture perspective as much as I am from, you know, a Christian perspective. You know, these things were supposed to happen. These things are happening, and they've already been spoken of. And so to sit here and say, oh, well, wait, she's gone too far. By the time you say something, it's already 20 years too late. And then also, you know, with Shensia, bear in mind what Shensia said. You know, she said, you know, I don't agree with what she said, but, you know, I've given my time to dancehall. I've given it my 5 years. I guess dancehall was kind of her prison sentence. You know, she's done what she could for the Jamaican people. You know, she's done what she can for the Jamaican people. So now it's time to move on. And she wants to be an international pop star. And when you're an international pop star, you know, you've got to lick and do whatever else your way through to get where you want to go. And part of that initiation is becoming familiar with and tolerant of the lesbian community or the gay community, the LGBTQ community. You cannot be a part of the pop music scene and not be a part of the LGBTQ community.
So if you're in Rome, you have to do what the Romans do.
Exactly. And, you know, whether or not that's acceptable or not, you know, it's up to the person. But I'm saying you're asking too much of the world to have a moral compass and to have values, you know, when we're talking about stuff like this.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, DJ Fire. And you mentioned a wonderful point earlier in terms of the whole hypocrisy. In the dancehall space, where a man love to see lesbians together, but they would kill if they see a gay together.
Right.
You see me? So that also...
That maybe, partiality.
The partiality is maybe part of the issue as well. So we're going to go quickly over to DJ Kane to give us the Jamaican perspective on this. And, hello.
Ten more seconds. Like, I'll give you one more example. I was listening to a song the other day by Hood Celebrity. It's supposed to be a new song called Champagne.
Mm-hmm.
And in the song, she ain't talking about no dude. She talking about another female.
Wow.
In the song.
To the music now.
I mean, it's been here, but dancehall, you know. Yeah, it's here. I mean, she's talking about, you know that you look good, you know, that you're fresh like scallion, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is what she's saying. She ain't talking about no dude like that. Mm-hmm. And I wish... And, you know, we find that acceptable, but let somebody get up there and talk about, you know, you're something good when you slide it in. Let somebody do that and see what happens. You're going to be hella backlash.
Yeah, definitely. I can see where you're coming from with that point as well, for real. So go over to Mr. DJ K now. Welcome on the podium, sir. In the blue car.
Thank you very much. Now,
Jamaicans, we were grown up on a Christian foundation, right? And it was reflected all over in our music, in how we behaved, you know, right across the board. And what we must always remember, that artists are a mirror of the society. So what an artist sings in their songs is practically what is going on out there, right? The issue is that anybody who knows anything about social life, social work, and anything, we know that ethics, morals, and these things will change over time. And I think that is one of the things that is affecting dancehall music. Because let me go back to the late 80s, early 90s. Certain things back in those times, you wouldn't hear a Ninja Man, a Shabba, or a Super Cat singing about certain things. And because our radio, you know, we have to be sensitive and answer certain things, right? Certain things that some of these young artists are singing about now, you wouldn't hear a Ninja, a Shabba, a Super Cat, a Shaka Demus, none of these guys singing. Right, singing about the bleaching, singing about some of the things that they would do to women. But the things that these guys about women were things that were noble, right? They were slack, right? But going beyond the normal sexual part of life, you wouldn't hear them singing about the things that these guys are singing about. And earlier, you guys started out on the premise of the whole LGBT community. And what has happened? Because back in the 80s and 90s, if a group of persons see a gay person or see a gay couple, especially, well, the men, see gay men walking on the road, they would have probably rushed them, beat them, and you know, the rest is history. But what has happened now is that both our artists and the society at large has realized that these gays are everywhere. They hold prominent spaces in society. So you are at work and you find out your boss is gay. You are in the playground talking with your other peers, your children are playing and you're talking and you find out that there are gays there with children out on the play field. So they are everywhere. And you realize that they hold prominent spaces in society. So from an artist's perspective, no. The artists have realized that, hey, the man can destroy me if me decide, say, me go do songs about them. And we have seen them destroy others. So what we are going to do is either we join them or we just not sing about them. Now, I remember back in the 90s when, yes, dancehall music was racha and everything, but the reggae side of stuff was the side that always held it together morally to say, yo, mind where I teach me little children. Make sure I know something for hurt them. Or a Ghana saying, yo, them slap this DJ at them half as if you carry them on a stage and clash them lyrically, we can kill them and me a singer. You get what me I say? Because the whole thing was that, hey, there has to be a level of morality. But now, the gay thing is everywhere. You see it in movies. You see it in, I don't know, you see it everywhere. And I think Jamaica itself has become a lot more tolerant towards that community.
All right. Hearing the views coming out loud and clear. And people, you listen to the Entertainment Trail and we're going for a break and we'll be right back after the short messages. John Wayne and Bloodstain and me gone too much in a memory lane. That's why me line up the cowboy if you catch you in. Yeah, gone on the clothes, but me spearing on me. Hard fed up on my
Calling all Caribbean authors. This is your grand opportunity to change your hard copy books into audio. Blue Flames Audio. Email them at bpaudiobooks@gmail.com. Blue Flames Audio.
We make it clap.
Entertainment Trail Show is now available on your favorite podcast platforms.
Shut the front door.
To listen and subscribe, check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Outcast FM, Anchor.fm, Podcast Player, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Mm-hmm. Entertainment Trail Show, the home where cultures come alive.
None of us, none of us, none of us. Man, I'm so sick. Woman, you're living too dangerous, too dangerous, too dangerous. Woman, I live dangerous.
Oh, woman, I heard a little rumor last night.
Little rumor last night, rumor last night.
Somebody told me you ain't doing me right.
She wasn't doing me right, she wasn't doing me right.
While I've been turning my back, you've been no playing the field.
She does playing the field, playing the field.
Can you look me in the eyes and say to me it's not
girl,
real?
Girl, that could not be real, couldn't
that's
be real.
That's all I wanted to know.
Just wanna know, girl.
That look it's giving you away.
Welcome back, everyone to the Entertainment Trail. And if you're just joining us, we have DJ Kane from Jamaica, DJ Ray from the UK, and DJ Fire from North Carolina. All right, so in the first episode, first segment of the program, guys, touch on some really important points. And what we want to get with this discussion right now, I want to look at the paradigm shift in terms of Where did this all took place, or what do you think is the causing factor for this shift? Because DJ Ken in his last part of his statement mentioned something about media. Do you think like media has anything or any role to play in terms of the spreading of this ideology? For a better word to put, maybe ideology is just maybe too much of a strong word, but anyone can answer.
Well, yeah, I mean, certainly, media has everything to do with whatever ideology spreads.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's the primary mover of any ideology, whether that is good or bad. Mm. And you have stuff now where I saw today, I used to be subscribed to this college newspaper, you know, where they give different health and wellness tips and stuff like that. Well, today they had a whole article about how to come out. You see what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
How to come out. And, you know, do you want to do it virtually? Do you want to do it in person? You want to do it with a group of people? You want to do it with just one person? You know, I mean, from the very beginning, it just hit you in the face. Dude's like, as a non-binary queer person, that's the first, before you go any further. And unfortunately, I'm just going to say it the way it is, as a Caucasian person, I am seeing that this culture is being used primarily to exploit black people. Because on the front of the article, you got a black person standing there holding a rainbow flag.
Whoa. Right? Mm-hmm.
And so this is where we are. And we have to keep in mind that, you know, enemy always has a target. And I feel like black people carry influence musically, through our culture, through our sports.
Right.
Most of your big prominent people, especially now, are black people.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are the target.
Yeah, and generally with that, though, I guess those persons But I guess whether white or otherwise, they are the one with the money. So I guess if they are basically saying, if you want my money, you got to do what I want.
What I want you to do.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure it's like that you're coming off. But yeah.
That's basically what I'm getting to. But unfortunately, it's affecting a lot of black entertainers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we look at the whole Lick video, you know, where Shensia and Megan Thee Stallion, they gyrating on each other, and Megan Thee Stallion has always been pushing this whole narrative anyway. So
yes, that's true. Mm. Yeah, but is it that you think that these younger folks in dance and long, anyone can answer the question? Do you think that these nowadays artists is it about just, I guess, in a sense, being on top, making some money? Is that they don't have no values or no? Is it that?
Can I jump in? Let me jump in.
Yeah, go ahead.
You will find right across the board nowadays that young people don't do no research.
Oh, Jesus.
They don't do any research. Mm-hmm. So if they are to go, let's say some of these artists are supposed to go on the international scene, and a David Radigan hold one of them and put them down and start interview them, ask them, what them know about dancehall? Do you know King Jammies? Do you know King Tubbies? All of them people, a lot of them won't know. So the thing is, a lot of these young artists, they don't know where dancehall is coming from. They came into the space by, hey, a man have a rhythm, and invite a man, send it to him, this jack friend, and him play it. He get big, so everybody else start play it. And they don't study. So the money thing now, everybody is now wanting the big buck. Everybody wants to be the man that has the biggest song on the street. But in terms of the music and where it is coming from and the kind of standards that were set in the past by these older folks, a lot of these young artists don't really subscribe to that. It's all about making the money now. It's like they're using dancer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ray,
have anything to say?
Yeah, I just got one thing to say in terms of the whole changing in the viewpoint. DJ Kane was talking about not knowing your history. There's also another factor to take into consideration. It is that one taboo subject becomes the norm, the others will surely follow.
Mm-hmm.
Before now, dancehall music only have one God. Whether you say Selassie or you say God.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have plenty of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And people don't even think twice. People even name themselves. Let me see one name the other day, or brother.
Father God.
Hopefully, me not hurt your business, Shavi. And if you ever get an interview with him, tell him, say, I'm easy. I know him. But this brother here call himself Goal God. I kid you not, right? Goal God.
Mm-hmm.
God apart a name. It's not an extra moniker, like our Bujuban and another name, Gargamel. But right. You know, that name, Poor People Governor. So it's not an extra moniker. It's that a theme statement, Goal God.
Mm-hmm.
Real thing, right?
Man, yeah,
and this brother is one of many gods. That used to be unthinkable in
that's
dance.
True. That thing. Is true.
Bleaching. People say about bleaching now, like I know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It says a copy, it's basically a copycat thing then. So brothers are just rolling whatever comes. So it's whatever is popular at the time.
Yeah.
So whatever is popular at the time, we work with it.
When the taboos go
out the window, they all follow eventually.
Right. I want to give you that the whole thing about when one thing goes, everybody follow. I am in the whole thing of building beats and stuff. And big up Pascal anyway. when people come to we for build a beat, a lot of these young guys know when they come to you to build a beat, you know what the first thing they say to you? Want a beat or sound like that beat that we are on the street right now. Nobody wants to be different. Everybody wants to have the same sound because that's the sound that is hitting right now. And I am saying, back in the 90s, when you hear a Steely and Cleavey rhythm versus a Penthouse rhythm versus a Madhouse rhythm versus a Donovan, Danny Brown rhythm. Exactly. And you won't hear a Natty Mass sound in one of those rhythms that are similar.
Yeah. And now a dancehall is like, you have these consistent backing beats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Those trap beats.
It's always like,
and it's not even reggae. It's a crap.
That's more like hip hop. It's like trap. That's trap hall is what that is.
And what a lot of these guys don't understand is that America don't want you to come when coming out of Jamaica. They don't want to hear hip hop stuff coming. They have enough hip hop over there in America. They look to Jamaica for dance hall. Mm-hmm. Right, for some, give us something different than what is happening over here in America. So when you come in out of Jamaica and you're going into the international market and they're hearing these hip-hop things, hey, and then you wonder why you're not selling. They don't want to hear that.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. So to solidify the topic in a sense, some more in terms of so get into. Mm-hmm. The whole Chensia issue, I'm going to touch on it a bit before, and there have been others in recent times, like other persons and other persons in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Were you guys surprised on these happenings, or it was a case where we're just wondering who will be next? Or
I felt like it was inevitable. Mm-hmm. Especially because, you know, and Shentia, of course, has already made it plain that, you know, it wasn't really her intent to even stick with dancehall anyway. But the fact is, it's going to leak further into dancehall. Once you inject something into my body, it's going to go through the rest of my body. So even if I say, well, I didn't mean to do that, you know, I'm really trying to do something else. The fact is, I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
And because I've done it, now other people are going to want to do the same thing. Mainly other female artists are going to do the same thing. I don't see no male artists. I don't think they're going to... It's going to be a minute before you see that. I think it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be a minute. And it's really going to have to take somebody prominent to do something like that in order for other people to follow. Other men to follow.
And then it goes back to the point that I raised earlier in terms of people using dancehall. So in Shensia's case now, it was a case where, hey, let me just use dancehall and get into the overseas market and then I just dump it. Right? And Shensia must be very careful because when the United States or the North American market dumps you.
Done with that.
Where are you going to go?
Regarding the whole surprise thing, a mutual friend, because of what I'm saying next, Ken, I'm careful not to call any names here.
Uh-huh.
Mutual friend of ours told me, this is well over a year now when we spoke, that this was happening amongst the females in our industry.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He told me that. And so it wasn't even that I heard or me or say. He told me that this was happening amongst a lot of the females in our industry.
And the thing about it, guys, no two ways about it. We are influenced by what happens in the North American market. And over the years, we have seen persons coming out on the international entertainment scene, not just only in music, to say, hey, I'm gay.
Yeah.
And as I said, we are influenced by these persons. So you will find that
and you will be hearing more. I can guarantee you, because there's no backlash now in the Jamaican space if an artist come out and say, yo, me gear.
Mm-hmm. Right. And in America, I mean, we've had a legacy of it, you know, from the late 60s onward, you know, that's just how it's been. Mm-hmm. But one thing I'll say about this whole Shensia situation, people can say what they want and we can agree with it, disagree with it. But the thing is, because of what Shensia has done, she will reach places that she would have never reached otherwise.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That's true. That is definitely true.
Good or bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going to happen, especially with somebody like Megan Thee Stallion, who's already gotten 3 Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to reach places. But unfortunately, what we also have to look at is, what does that say for the rest of dancehall? And will it eventually be the end of dancehall as we know it? Because you want to reach somewhere.
That's what I was coming to next, you know. What will be the end result of this? Because I guess, as DJ Fair said earlier, most likely you're going to see this continuing. So definitely later on, maybe a year or two from now, maybe even next week. Maybe see our next video representing the LGBT community, maybe in dance or maybe with a collaboration with somebody. Mm-hmm. Because even our own, the guy that had entered the competition over there in the UK, he practically came out and said he's gay. So, and one of the things that's so surprising about persons talked about it, but it was never really a big backlash.
It wasn't a big issue.
It wasn't even a big backlash, you understand?
It happens every day on the road now, Shaveen. As I said earlier, in the 90s, you saw two gay men walking up and down. You probably rushed them 2 big stone fling. Nowadays, yeah.
Not that we're encouraging that, people.
No, we are not encouraging it.
We don't want to go back to the good old days. But
Right. But this used to happen. But now, a group of persons see a gay man and they whisper to themselves, watch them. Them gay, you know. And that's all. And they pass and then go about their business.
The only thing I will say regarding the Dalton Harris thing is, can any one of you tell me you've heard anything from him since?
Nope.
No.
He has completely shut himself out of reggae music.
Yep.
And that was a predictable reaction. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Again, with dancehall, like Jada Kingdom and you know, it's sort of, you know, it's just viewed as part of the slack.
Part of the slack.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it's viewed as.
And then again,
reggae music, however, right, is a little bit more of a different.
Yes.
Because IKEA. What's your name again?
Lila.
Lila Ike.
Mm-hmm.
Is struggling.
Yes.
Yes.
She is. Struggling.
Yes. Badly. And reggae music
like Dalton Harris. Reggae music is
reggae music has always been the side that has tried to balance our stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So with that, we're gonna come to the end of this wonderful interview, and I just want to leave with this, and I guess maybe you guys could chime in on it very quickly. It's now a case of the tradition versus traditional versus non-traditional. So. What do you guys think about?
Well, like I said before, from a Christian perspective, we can't expect the world to have values or a moral compass.
Yes.
The world is inherently corrupt and destructive. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's just... And to be fair, so people don't feel like, you know, I'm preaching fire and brimstone, there's a part in each and every one of us that is inherently corrupt and destructive.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But the thing is, do you yield to it? But we can't expect what goes, like, for people in the world to uphold these things without having that spiritual guidance, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to ask of that if you don't have it. Let's use grace on that. I'm gonna say that.
Right. Tradition versus non-tradition. I don't know, because a lot of persons know, because them probably see we as old now, Shavin. Our age group now is seen like as old and out of things. So the things that we grew up on is not what is being practiced now. And when we speak to the younger generation of the morals that we grew up on, them laugh at us, they laugh in our faces because, hey, and they will tell you straight off the bat, a different time now.
A different time now. Yeah.
Right? And this is, and I guess the same thing is happening to Jamaican music, especially dancehall music, where these guys will tell you that, listen, man, that was then. This is now. We are doing this. We are doing our thing now. It's a lot different from what was happening back in the 90s. But yet, and I will love to leave you with this, if you put on an 80s, 90s party, you make 20 million more than if you put on a nowadays party. Can you tell me why?
That is true. We're not even ask my question. DJ, you have any final words?
We have a problem, which is, and this is in general now, everywhere. Morality has to be ambiguous for it to be accepted. This means that if you mention God, it has to be God as a concept with a common G, as opposed to God name with a capital G.
Yes.
Too specific. And this goes for literally every other thing you believe. And young people, they're used to it. It's their generation. They'll tell you that you're old and irrelevant. But for us, and I think a lot of us have simply given up the fight, really, because it's like going against the tide. And that's the best comparison I can give you. It's like trying to swim upstream against the river. Everyone else will just roll over you, and that is it. And so a lot of people, even a lot of people my age and older, have decided to let the young people simply leave. And even in Jamaica itself, and this is what makes me a little annoyed when I hear people talk about the things that are happening to certain people in Jamaica. More often than not, they are left alone. We all know that.
Yes.
And yet somehow, Jamaica is still this place of violence towards. So I genuinely believe that as far as the world sees us, we have to come into line or we go nowhere. And our young artists are doing just that because they want the money, they want the fame, they want the recognition. We can't stop it. And most of us don't even try anymore.
Exactly.
Because they would say the horse has already gone through the gate.
Yes. Yeah. Oh.
All right, so thank you guys so much. You guys have been a wonderful panelist. I really appreciate you guys for coming out and speaking right here on the Entertainment Show. And definitely, whenever our next topic comes up in the head, I will contact you guys again. And all the best. See you guys soon.
Notice them walking with joy. Will a caraca turn us? The wickedest thing all the talk, them attack. They don't give a heck about us. The silent majority of watch on us, all the talk will make the people them feel good. Brighten up your life, make it man the sunshine. If you really love the poor, then the suffer for the squatter them. Hey, bigger is we see that on the low feature. But talking alone can't go down with pot. More factories and schools that no cost a lot. Hey, the suffer for the poor is the mission that. We love free things, but we don't want that. Want to teach your kids, but no ask them that. No need no more talk, you know things are get too mad out the road. Right now we say you have that suffering, you have that bloodshed, suffering, you have that raping, suffering, you have that suffering, suffering, you have that fun in our life. We want some fun in our life. We say you have that suffering, you have that no road, suffering, you have that no light, suffering, you have that zinc fence, suffering, you have that fun in our life. We want some fun in our way. Yeah, yeah, me, we have enough tobacco, we have enough rum. We have enough cell phone, we have enough gun. Well, me no need to tell you, say we have enough sex, multiplying child molesters and some downright scum. It's only this for families to live for. I saw you want my granny to go to Armenia. Promises are comfort to a fool, that's why we drop our sleeves. Sister Pete, look like we are gonna need a bigger jeep. We tired of the cover, you're the hard work, so we are the no peace, so we are the hungry, so we are the hungry. We want some fun in our life. We want some fun in our life. We tell you that so we under no means, so we under no honey, so we under no money, so we want some fun in our life. We want some fun in our life. Every time someone waking up, pure talk make I know one under the thing no start out yet. Room for rent and apply within. When this one run out, then the next one come in with fewer pressure on the poor all over. Load every till we all have fall over. Sometimes we have to wonder what we're voting for. Every 5 years things sound to get harder. We tell you that that's what we had a no job. So we had a hard work. So we had a no money. So we have a phone in our life. We want some fun in our life. Tell you that that's what we had a bloodshed. So we had a raping. So we had a suffering. So we have a phone in our life. Oh, some fun in our way. It's a lucky thing we firm on the back of hell. From the days of the plantation, we never yell. You're behaving like some modern day slave masters. Like you only want the paper to be consumers. We see it clear. Them want kill we try. We lick a rock and turn dust. And the wickedest thing all attack. Them attack, they don't give a heck about us. But right now we're tired of that. So we had that bloodshed. So we had that raping. So we had that suffering. So we had that. Some fun in our life. We want some fun in our life. Tell you another so we had no money. So we had no honey. So we had no money. Yeah, yeah. We want some fun in our life. We want some fun in our way. Yes, we tired of that. So we had a promise. So we had a IMF.